Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. Today is Tuesday, December 8th, 2020. This is edition number 44. We are in season two of the Morning Devotional. We are working our way through the Sermon on the Mount, and I trust that these times have been helpful for you as we're learning, as the Savior is teaching us about the subject of prayer and how might we pray rightly before our God and Father in heaven. Let's pray together before we consider the third petition of the Lord's Prayer this morning. Let's pray together. Father, as we now come to learn from your Son on this most important matter of prayer, we pray that you would instruct us and guide us, that you would give us your Spirit that we might learn and understand, and that we might become better equipped to pray and commune with you and to pour out our hearts before you for the things that we stand in need of, that your church stands in need of. We do pray for your church and your people, that you might help them and equip them, and that you might give them grace even as they go through their days, that we might always be looking for the return of Christ, that we might always be mindful of the necessity of prayer, and that we might see it as a great privilege, that we might enter with reverence and boldness before the King of Heaven. And so help us this morning, we ask, for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, we are in the Lord's Prayer. We're learning how to pray from the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, reading Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 9. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This morning we're going to consider the third petition of the Lord's Prayer. Before I do, I just want to make a note that I should have probably said earlier as we started this section of Matthew 6 and the Sermon on the Mount. Many churches today recite the Lord's Prayer in their worship service. But I want to remind you that as we worship the living God, we must worship Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We must love Him in that manner. And part of worship, right worship, is to worship with our mind. That means we must know why we're doing what we're doing. And there's many things that happen in worship, of course, and perhaps I'll do a special edition on this subject in days to come, but there's many things that happen in worship that are ordered by God. We call that the regulative principle. We have a call to worship. We have prayer and singing. We have the preaching of the word, of course. We have the sacraments. Confession of sin and confession of faith, but prayer certainly is one of the elements of worship, and we need to know why we're doing what we're doing. And perhaps this is one of the reasons why the shorter catechism and the larger catechism are so pastorally helpful for us, that we might be informed as to what we are saying when we say those words, especially in corporate worship, as we worship or learn to worship with our mind as much as our hearts and soul and strength. We are in the third petition this morning. We're going to again use question 103 of the shorter catechism, as well as question 192 of the larger catechism. The third petition, as given to us here in the Lord's Prayer, is "Thy will be done." The question 103 of the shorter catechism: Why? What do we pray for in the third petition? The answer to that question is in the third petition, which is, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." We pray that God, by His grace, would make us able and willing to know, obey, and submit to His will in all things as the angels do in heaven. And then dealing with this third petition from question 192 of the larger catechism, again, a much fuller answer that we read in the third petition, which is, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven," acknowledging that by nature we and all men are not only utterly unable and unwilling to know and do the will of God, but prone to rebel against His word, to repine and murmur against His providence, and wholly inclined to do the will of the flesh and of the devil. We pray that God would, by His Spirit, take away from ourselves and others all blindness, weakness, indisposedness, and perverseness of heart, and by His grace make us able and willing to know, do, and submit to His will in all things, with the like humility, cheerfulness, faithfulness, diligence, zeal, sincerity, and constancy, as the angels do in heaven. The larger catechism touches on, of course, the the issue that we talked briefly about yesterday, and that is, of course, the aspect of indwelling sin that remains in all of us, that we are prone to rebel against God's word. Even as redeemed people, we are prone to disobey. We are prone to rebel. That's why we need the Spirit of God to help us, to equip us, to strengthen us, to persevere us each and every day. But we pray that we might not rebel, but that we would be inclined to do not the will of the flesh, but the will of the Spirit. And so we pray that God would, by His Spirit, take away from us and others this blindness and weakness and disposedness and perverseness of heart, and by His grace make us able and willing. And so each day when we get out of bed in the morning, a good habit really is to plead with the God of heaven. It doesn't have to be long, but it does need to be that which is sincere and from the heart. Ask for the Spirit's help as we seek to go into the day that has been ordered by God and is before us, that we might do it cheerfully, willingly, serving all that God has commanded. Where we find that we fall short, we confess it and we seek forgiveness, which God does grant to His children. But we are asking God, by His grace, to make us able and willing to know, obey, and submit to His will in all things. Now, in order to know what His will is, we must be immersed in God's Word. We must spend time in it. We must lay hold of the ordinary means of grace. We must lay hold of the sacraments and prayer. We must lay hold of the Word as written, but the Word as proclaimed on the Lord's Day. We must make use of these things, the outward means, and we must make diligent use of them, that we might understand what is indeed the will of God. How can we obey something if we do not know what it is we're to obey and submit to? Now, that would be no excuse before God. I didn't know is not an answer we can give to the holy God of heaven. But we should strive to know and then obey and submit to Him in these things. We must do it in a manner that is, as the larger catechism mentions, with humility and cheerfulness and faithfulness and diligence, zeal, sincerity, and constancy. We don't repine or murmur against the providence of God. That's part of submission. And there are things, of course, in our lives that happen to us each day that we may not like very much, that we would not prefer, or if we were running things, may not have happened to us or would not have happened to us, but they did nonetheless, because our God in heaven, our Father in heaven, knows what's best, and He wants us to be content and dependent and trust Him, submit to Him in all things. And so this is what we're praying. When we're praying, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We want His will, not our own. Now, indeed, our will, it would be nice if our wills were aligned with His, but there's many things about the will of God that are secret to us, and He's asked us to trust Him as a faithful God who loves His people. And so we rest in His providence as we pray, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. These are hard things at times for God's people to hear, but to practice. And we have to reprogram our minds, as Paul would tell us in Romans 12. We must be conformed not to this world, but to the things that God gives us in His Word, to let our minds be conformed to Him and not to what the world is telling us. And so we have to remind ourselves as we go through our days to trust in the God of heaven, His providence, His will be done. His will be done. That's what we want. That's what we desire. Well, I trust these times are a benefit for you. I hope they are. If you have any questions or comments, please leave me a note. The information is there before you on the screen. So until Wednesday, when we consider the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer and we continue to learn all that it teaches us as well as all that it instructs and how it instructs us to pray, may God bless you today. And may you serve Him cheerfully and joyfully from the heart, recognizing that this is the will of God for you. God bless.